Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have back as my guest, Kent Boxberger. Today we're going to be discussing balanced living in crazy world conditions. Thanks for joining us, Kent. What can you say about the crazy world conditions?
Well, great. Nice to be with you again, Susan. It's always a pleasure and honor to be on the station, on the radio show. So, what can I say about the crazy conditions? Well, they're pretty crazy right now.
They are, aren't they? There's actually three hurricanes in the Atlantic right now. Very rare event.
Yeah, and that's just the tip of the iceberg right now, actually. So, yeah, we have some crazy conditions for sure, and it's keeping everybody on their toes. We're in unprecedented waters, so to speak. So I think our topic today is very apropos.
Well, why don't you start by telling the audience a little bit about yourself and how you became interested in consciousness and spirituality and kind of figuring out why we're going through what we're going through.
Okay. I've been down a lot of paths, of course, but where I'm at today is interested in just helping people realize how to better their life in various ways without any judgment as much as possible. So I do that in a number of ways. So one of the ways is, of course, through this show, whoever decides to listen to it. My intentions are to help people one-on-one as well as in groups, and I speak to groups and have some classes that I teach and some other things. So, really, it's a long, long story, as you can imagine, but to kind of simplify it down to a reasonable discussion is I've got a really long spiritual background and many different disciplines, from Christian to everything else. And I've kind of whittled that all down here at this stage in life to a very neutral, very unconditionally love-based idea of helping people to find out what helps them the most. And, of course, you know, as we as a group, mass consciousness, as you can see in the world today, people are looking more and more inside themselves, excuse me, to try to figure out who they are and what they want in life and how to live a better life. Mm-hmm. And so I try to provide some answers to that. And, of course, you know, everybody's got their own way and their own direction, and I really respect that. So if someone wants to listen to me babble and what I've got to offer and I can be of assistance, it's great. So in a nutshell, that's kind of it.
So you've been talking about some of the energetic changes we've been going through at your meetings. Would you like to summarize what you think we're going through right now and why the world is probably as crazy as it's ever been in our lifetime? And we're pretty old, you know. We're not spring chickens anymore.
Speak for yourself.
I know you're just about as old as I am.
Well, you know, it doesn't take, I mean, if you've been around here the last year, you can very easily see that the world has drastically changed, especially the United States. And, you know, we've seen some unprecedented things, and, of course, things have been turned upside down. But we know that these are all part of a bigger path of evolution. They always are. And so sometimes, you know, a lot of people will look at these things as so bad and terrible, but when we step up to a higher spiritual consciousness, much, much higher, and look at everything, we see it differently. We don't see it as mass catastrophe and, oh, you know, the world's going to hell in a handbasket and we're all doomed and everything is going to be terrible. Because the Earth has been through these things many, many times, many cycles with humans and consciousness and to get us to where we are today. just look at all the government structures that have come and gone over many thousands of years, all the empires that would build themselves up and then they would destroy themselves or be destroyed or taken over. They come and they go. They rise and they fall. And so there are cycles. And we're in a cycle now that is very heavily aspected to, there's no other way to sugarcoat it, to destroy or to bring down or to reassemble many mass structures that have been around for quite a while. Governmental structures, financial structures, even health care structures. And so when we look at those, you know, while they might look like they're a big bag and ugly, and they could be, but on a mass consciousness level, they're necessary. They're necessary. There's no other way around getting something new until you get rid of the old. It's kind of like when the trees every fall have to die on the trees. There's no getting around it. They have to die, and they have to fall for new leaves to be born in the spring and for trees to grow into bigger trees. And we're in that spot. So what I try to do is I try to look at this thing realistically, and I try to help people understand things realistically, not to set their hair on fire all the time every time something goes wrong or it looks like it goes wrong. But that's becoming more increasingly and more increasingly difficult because the pressure is being turned up. So we're seeing physical manifestations of that. We're seeing on the governmental side in the United States, particularly in the United States, and this is going around, this is going on all over the world. You don't have to really look too far to not see it. But just in the United States, especially, we can see it, and we're seeing tremendous. We have a full-scale civil war going on. Most people would not like to label it that way, but I'm going to call it that because that's what's happening. And the civil war is raging, and it's not going to go away anytime soon. I hate to tell people that. This is here to stay for a while. And when we tie that to astrological aspects that we know are going on, such as the Pluto-Uranus square that's been happening, it's going to happen all the way into 2024, we see the energy fueling this thing for quite some time. Now we've got, for instance, we've got the, you mentioned the hurricanes. You know, we had a full moon historic eclipse on August the 21st. Historic. We haven't seen anything like this since 1918, at the end of this World War II. The energy that this brought was new. It was a new energy that this eclipse brought that was very fiery-oriented because we had all this energy in Leo, which is a fire sign. We had five planets in Leo on that day that were all aspected together. So what do you see now in the United States today? Well, this morning, and it has been going on since the first of the year, we have major forest fires happening. People don't know that in 17 states right now, there are 131 major fires going on in the United States of America, and that half of the United States right today is covered in smoke. Now, the mainstream media hasn't been covering this very well. I saw a piece on CNN a couple days ago, but they're finally kind of getting around to letting everybody know because 5 days ago, last weekend actually, my son lives in L.A., in North Hollywood, L.A., and he sent me a video, and he said, "Dad, the whole west side of L.A. is on fire in the mountains." So lo and behold, they finally came out with a piece 3 days ago that said that L.A., Los Angeles, has had the biggest forest fire in history in L.A., in Orange County. And so they've been hiding this. So we got half of the state, Montana and Wyoming right now, half of those, both of those states are on fire. You got Idaho, you got Washington, you got half of North California. There are 12,000 firefighters that are fighting these fires. And they say, according to the latest report as of yesterday, that they have only 25% of these fires contained. So we have a major, major fire has this problem going on. And then we got the other side of the United States. Okay, over on the East Coast, we've got the largest hurricane on record, Hurricane Irma, that, as we speak right now, is now scheduled to slam into South Florida Saturday night. Record wind, record size. The size of Irma is almost 500 miles in diameter. There's never been a hurricane this large in the history of the Atlantic Ocean. In fact, it's three times as wide as the state of Florida. Florida's 130 miles wide. The hurricane force winds are up to 185 miles an hour. They've never recorded winds this strong in a hurricane in the Atlantic Ocean, ever. It just got through devastating Puerto Rico last night, and they said this morning that Puerto Rico was 90% destroyed. They don't expect electricity to be on that island for months, they said. It's taken 15 lives already. It's just hitting Haiti as we speak now. The bottom line here is that this hurricane, on top of what happened with Harvey 2 weeks ago, which, by the way, was the biggest water event in history in the United States, $200 billion in damage. Now, 2 weeks later, we have Hurricane Irma coming up. It's going to go through coast Florida. It's going to destroy, I hate to say this, but this is the real facts. It's going to be probably the strongest hurricane the United States has ever experienced. They're bracing. Now, the reason I mention all these things is because this is a product of not only consciousness for a long, long, long time, but this is an offshoot event off of August 21st, this full solar eclipse, which was historic, in Leo with all the fire energy involved. So we had, and the United States was the only country on planet Earth that actually was affected by this eclipse this time. It went right over the middle of the United States. Mm-hmm. And history shows us that whenever an eclipse happens like this over a country or wherever it eclipses, major, major changes occur in that area over the next 6 to 12 months, one after the other. And it's usually really, really strong 30 days right after the eclipse. Well, it's been 2 weeks since the eclipse, and what have we seen? We've seen one historic hurricane in Texas and Louisiana, major flooding, over 50 inches of rain, $200 billion in damage. Major. Now we've got Irma getting ready to slam into South Florida, which, by the way, on all the models, shows it going all the way up the East Coast, destroying everything in its path all the way to New York City. So we'll have to see what that happens if things can change, but I've been talking about these hurricanes. I actually saw these hurricanes 2 months ago and called the one in Texas specifically and called Irma. I said we would probably have two or three, probably three. I don't see the third one actually happening until October, just so everybody knows. I think the one behind Irma is going to float out into the East Atlantic, and we're not going to get hit by that one. But I do see one hitting the United States as a major hurricane, probably a Category 3, sometime in early October. That's just my own my own synopsis. So what does this mean? It means that people right now, in the United States particularly, and around the world, guys, there was a Class 10 typhoon that hit India and China 2 weeks ago that killed over 1,000 people. Now, we're not hearing that over here on the United States. We're not hearing that on CNN or Fox. But they've got their own problem. Myanmar got hit, and Bombay got hit. Well, what used to be Bombay. That city was shut down just like Houston's been shut down. So you're not hearing it over here in the United States. So it's not just the United States, although the United States is really at the forefront of this thing. So, with all that said, you know, we have a lot to really look at and a lot to talk about. We've got we haven't even touched on the financial issues that this is all creating and how that plays in to what we see coming up soon as well.
Well, and there's other things too. I mean, there's certainly a possibility that Nemesis, who NASA said entered our solar system recently and may be carrying with it, although they're not acknowledging, Planet X or Nibiru, has some effect on the on these earthquakes and hurricanes and other natural disasters.
Well, I just got a report yesterday and the day before. If anybody knows anything about solar flares, we had two X-class solar flares yesterday and today that were X-class, which is the strongest solar flare available. Now, I just got a text and an email. It just became public not 15 minutes ago that there's been a cyber breach in the United States that is going to affect, they estimate, 143 million people. This was just 15 minutes ago. It was reported on, and this is public. This is on, Fox News, just Fox and CNN. Just reported that there's been a cyber breach by, the company, the credit company, your personal credit. Let me get the name here. What's the company in Atlanta that checks your credit, scores, the largest... It escapes me now. I'm looking at... I'll pull it up here in a second. Anyway, it's massive. Now, this is what solar flares do, by the way. We've had two massive ones back-to-back in 2 days, which is really unprecedented. This never happened, okay? Solar flares. Now, this affects all electronics, all kinds of things. I mean, I don't even want to go into all the pieces of this, but this fuels right into these hurricanes, right into the earthquakes we're having. Another thing that people don't realize, and I know we're talking about a lot of negative stuff here, this is the real world we're talking about that we have to look at. There were 55 earthquakes in Idaho 3 nights ago. Today is the 7th. It was on the 4th. 55 earthquakes were recorded in the state of Idaho. Now, Idaho never has earthquakes. It was 120 miles from Yellowstone. And if people don't believe me, just go look it up. It's there. So we're having major earthquake activity, especially out west right now. And we're going to have more, guys. This is going to spread. I've been saying that states like Oklahoma, Kentucky, Oregon, Idaho. I talked about Idaho 3 months ago. State of Washington, and, of course, California, are going to see vast increased earthquake activity over the next year, especially in the next 6 months. So what does this mean? Well, the topic today was, you know, finding balance in a crazy world. So it's driving people with all the political stuff that's going on to basically... from a health standpoint, especially, to really try to figure out, you know, how do I stay healthy? How do I keep my money safe? How do I live a balanced life with all this this stuff going on? Because it's pretty pressurized right now. And all indications are that the barometer on that's going up. So what I do is I like to help give some people some pointers and try to help them do that. And because we just don't want to sit around and talk about negative doom and gloom all the time. We want to talk about solutions. At least I do. Sometimes even the solutions don't work. Sometimes you just got to ride things out. There are people, as we speak right now, that are in the hurricane that decided that they knew better than anybody else to ride that hurricane out, to not listen to the council, to not listen to the warning, and they're going to die. Because, of course, they think they know better, and we hate to see that. Oh, those are life choices. But, for instance, they don't know what they're dealing with, this hurricane, this Irma. This is a massive, strongest hurricane ever recorded, and it's part of a massive historic event that happened 2 weeks ago. What this is a wake-up call for people. It's part of the wake-up call that's going on. And so, you know, hopefully people will be okay. We pray for them. We hope the best. We hope that they heed the warnings. We want to, you know, extend a hand. I've extended my hand down there with people and so forth and so on. I posted a warning five days ago before the National Weather Service or anybody in Florida ever did, because I knew this thing was going to turn into a monster a week ago. Mm-hmm. I saw it as a Category 2. Coming off the coast of Africa, and I said, uh-oh, this is the one. And sure enough, here we go. So we hope for the best.
Mm-hmm. And we'll see what happens. I mean, I think it's going to go straight in. I think it's just going to go across Florida, definitely, but not come up the coast. I think the original plan was for it to come up the coast, but I think that stopped.
Well, there is a possibility. There's one track that takes it a little bit south of the state of Florida and hooking around on the west side of the base of Florida. But here's the thing. It doesn't matter. With the size of this storm,
it's going to come across part of the United States. So there's going to be devastation.
I was just watching Fox News, and I was watching the governor of the state of Florida on TV, and he's telling people that, and showing the map of this, that because of the size of this hurricane, it's three times the width of the state of Florida, which means the state of Florida, the entire state, cannot escape this storm, no matter whether it goes a little to the west, a little to the south, a little to the east. The hurricane force winds, regardless, are going to cover the entire state.
Right. So, I think that's true. I think it'll come up into Georgia.
Well, yeah. And
I mean, southern part of Georgia, maybe not all the way up here.
Yeah, most of the models are showing it tracking, making landfall right at Miami.
Right, exactly.
And here's the thing. The eye wall, just the eye wall, is completely the size, the width of the state of Florida. It's 130 miles wide. Just the eye wall. We've never seen anything like this. Okay? So right now, of course, millions of people are evacuating. The streets are lined. Here in Atlanta, there's no traffic. Like, you can't even go through downtown right now. It's bumper to bumper from people coming up. But what this means is this, is wherever this thing ends up going, it's going to devastate. There's going to be, it's estimated that the cost alone is going to be twice what Harvey just was. And Harvey was around $200 billion, latest estimate. So financially, this is going to feed into an already really, really rough financial scenario picture in the United States.
What's the stock market doing right now? Have you looked at that?
Well, the stock market, of course, and again, you know, if we want to roll off on here into the financial end of things, I told everybody to start getting out of the stock market a month ago, actually August the 1st. I posted information that said, get out of stocks and bonds as soon as you can for a while. When I say for a while, until after the first of the year is my estimation. And, of course, on August the 7th, the stock market hit a record high of all time then at 22,118. And then after that, since August the 7th, the stock market, as of today, which was a month ago, has dropped a little over 400 points, which is really not anything close to what it's about to do, but it has dropped over 400 points in the last 30 days. And most people that have been following these things really haven't noticed. They've been hearing, you know, hey, we're doing so well, doing so well. Well, no, we're not. The stock market is down almost 400 points in 30 days. And today it dropped, it didn't have a big drop. It dropped 22 points. It's down to 21.784. But 2 days ago, yesterday it actually dropped, the day before it dropped 254 points in 1 day. The day they announced the DACA stuff on the immigration stuff, which was necessary. But what we have now is we have a stock market that's heading south a little bit. We have a North Korea situation that is very, very, very dangerous and intense. And I'm going to say here that I'm going to stick my neck out and say that after the 17th of this month, when Mars comes out from behind the sun right now in proximity to the Earth, this is going to fuel some aggression after the 17th. So look for something from the 17th to about the 25th in that window, because Pluto goes direct on the 25th. There's going to be some massive energy changes from the 17th to the 25th that people are going to have to pay attention to, and I think this is going to have to do with military operations, and North Korea could be pulled into this thing in a massive way around those time frames. So, could be. I'm not saying they are, but could be. There's a very high probability that we could see some activity then. And if not, none of it's pretty, folks. None of it. So, we're in a very, very intense time, and if you stand back just a minute and you look at everything between the fires, the hurricanes, what's going on in the government, what's going on in financials, some people just want to crawl in a hole and don't come out, you know?
I got a question for you, though.
Yes.
We know we can't trust the mainstream media. You just said that they ignored all these fires for so long, and there's also a lot of other agendas behind the mainstream media. Now, the reports we're seeing from the mainstream media on an earthquake in North Korea that they're blaming on a nuclear explosion and then a landslide, do we have any real evidence, I mean true evidence, that a bomb was exploded, or could this just be some false flag activity in order to get us to go to war with North Korea, similar to some of the other wars in the past? I mean, do we have any actual evidence, or just what they say?
That's a real good point. And, you know, we
really don't.
Because
I'm not sure. I'm just not sure. I don't trust that, what I hear. A landslide. Come on.
Yeah.
And how many earthquakes? How many earthquakes did you say were in Idaho? I mean, an earthquake in North Korea could just be from you know, the gravitational pull of Planet X, because it's causing earthquakes all over the world. I mean, it's very possible there'd be an earthquake in North Korea, and yet they're blaming a nuclear weapon for it. I just would like to see some evidence that you actually have, like, some radiation or something.
Yeah. You know, there really isn't any evidence except just what's being reported. And, you know, they reported a 6.3 earthquake in Korea,
right,
around the area in the mountain that they've had them before, they said. But, you know, North Korea is a country that's very, very isolated from the rest of the world. So getting anything accurate out of that country historically has been almost impossible, because they are so isolated.
I hope we don't go to war on rumors like we did before, okay? And then later, oh, they weren't true.
Well, I don't think anybody in their right mind wants that, and I don't think anybody wants to go to war at all.
Especially if it gets nuclear.
From my estimation, from my looking at things, I'm seeing how that at least this administration is trying everything possible to avoid a confrontation whatsoever. And
yeah, I think that they're doing a much better job of that than a Democratic president would have done.
It appears to be that way. And
right.
You know, which is good because we're trying to, it looks like they're trying to work with China as much as possible because they know the proximity China has with North Korea. But historically, North Korea has not really listened to anyone, regardless of sanctions or anything else. And it's really actually gotten worse. So, you know, as far as information and knowing what they're doing, who knows? Now, what I do see is I see them, this escalating in one way, shape, or form. And I think that's easy to see because we see more activity. We know for a fact that there was, just a week ago, there was another missile sent over Japan, over the country, and physically. And it landed out in the ocean on the other side of Japan. But it didn't hit anything. And so even after sanctions were given to them, they fired an ICBM over landmass in Japan. And they've only done that three times in their history. And it was a major event. I mean, they had sirens going off and everything else.
You see, I believe that that happened, okay? I believe that happened. I don't know. My spider senses are up about this so-called nuclear explosion. I'm not sure. I think that North Korea is working on nuclear weapons, and I think that I personally think that they're doing it so it's more defensive rather than offensive. But you know, who knows? I certainly think we have the capability of taking North Korea out with very little trouble, and nuclear and non-nuclear. And I'm just not sure that what we hear in the mainstream media, I just want to put that out, that unless you have definite proof, like you actually see something on the TV screen that is unrefutable, that just when they say there's the 6.5 earthquake and they attribute it to a nuclear bomb, that's not enough. You have to use more discernment.
Yeah, and you know, you know, while we're on that subject, this is the dilemma that we've come to realize here, especially in the United States, and especially over the past year or so, is the quality of reporting in the news media that we have. You know, today, more people, I talk to more and more people that, and of course, this is a big deal, that don't know what to believe anymore of what they hear and read and see. You know, just because something's on the internet by somebody, even if it looks like it's from a credible source, like a mainstream
CNN.
Media or even an office media, yeah, or any kind of, or you see something on television, the shows. As things go today, we've learned now, especially over the past year, not to really, it's hard to believe just about anything. Because it's not what's not provable. Who knows? And that, again, this is part of this Pluto-Uranus square. It's an aspect of it that makes things very fuzzy, foggy. The clarity of things that we're living in today is very, very difficult to discern what is true and what isn't true. And this is part of an unraveling of old systems. And so we're seeing it come about with these scandals, all the scandals that are starting to surface and have been surfacing. You know, I wrote something the other day about how I believe that more and more of these scandals are going to be exposed coming up, especially as we head into October when Jupiter heads into Scorpio for the next 13 months. Because when Jupiter, and this does this every 12 years, when Jupiter moves into Scorpio for a year, it brings all the secrets to the surface, all of them. And that's mm-hmm. its job. That's the main job of Scorpio, Jupiter and Scorpio. So we're going to see some big, big surprises, and I think some big people that up to this point people thought wouldn't be touchable are going to be shocked. And I only say that mm-hmm. because I know how when Jupiter enters Scorpio, the deepest sign of the zodiac, and that's where secrets are held, they come to the surface to be meshed out in order to be balanced. And, well, just like 2 weeks ago when it was released that Comey said that he had already written the exoneration letter on Hillary Clinton even before he interviewed anyone in that investigation to come up with the facts for that. So yep. all of a sudden we've got a new problem here that nobody knew about, of course, that suddenly surfaced. And now they're calling for reopening the Hillary Clinton email investigations. They're calling for even bringing President Obama into this and pulling him back into an investigation, as well as a bunch of others. So I see a lot of that thing happening in the next year, especially, and it's heating up especially over the next 6 months. And we might see some big bombshells here in October regarding that. And so the media has really fueled a lot of confusion because they've reported things that were supposed to be facts for so long that never were. Mm-hmm. And this is the issue we have. We have a truth issue that's part of the summit.
I agree, brilliant. And it's sad because, you know, you almost wish that there would be at least one media outlet that would just go on facts, you know. I mean, that would be a great opportunity for somebody who wanted to had some money and wanted to start a new career. That would be, I think people would really flock to that and not have such extreme views on so many topics. You know, just report what's going on, you know.
Yes, and that's
we need that in the United States. We really do.
Yeah. It's being worked on.
And I never thought I'd say that. We're supposed to have, you know, freedom here, but we really don't.
Yeah, a lot of things are being questioned and turned upside down, and it's going to continue. This is not a short-term thing.
Oh,
we're looking at several years for the next. You know, as long as Uranus is aspecting Pluto the way it is until 2024, this is what this does. We've got another 6-7 years of very intense upside down governmental foundational rebooting, and the financial system is in the middle of all that. You know, we. Mm-hmm. Just yesterday, they approved a 3-month extension on the debt ceiling again. They pushed it again, which is just amazing. And really, the hurricanes and the disasters really pushed them to do that because they really had no choice in order
to. I was just reading here that FEMA runs out of money in like a couple of days, you know, if they didn't do that.
Right.
So, I mean, really, right. FEMA wouldn't be able to function right before the most major disasters about to hit us.
Well, it is, and on top of that, Congress only has 9 more days this month to actually approve a budget, or they'll default. Mm-hmm. And if they default, that means the credit rating. Fitch has already said 2 days ago that they would drop the credit rating of the United States. And if that happens, mm-hmm. the dollar, which has been dropping systematically on purpose, is going to take a mm-hmm. major dive. And right now, to get that budget approved, the way Congress is fighting and has been fighting, I wouldn't mm-hmm. give that a very high probability at this point in the game.
Yeah.
So we have some financial issues that are mounting, and thus another reason I told all of my clients and everybody I know to get out of the stock market and bond markets a month ago. Mm-hmm. And so far, I was right, because now it's down 400 points, and I expect... Mm-hmm. This is just my speculation, my opinion. I expect by February of this year, the stock market dropping anywhere from 3,000 to 4,000 more points. that's just my own speculation. I'm basing on that a lot of stuff that I don't want to get into today because we don't have time. But in writing this out for a while, and then after that time period, there's going to be an opportunity, probably next summer, maybe, to start getting back into a more stable market, more stable currency market, more stable bond market, and letting some of this chaos that we're seeing right now filter out just a little bit. It's not going to go away, but it is going to filter out and find a leveling out place. While that storm is brewing, I've told people, listen, take your money, and I'm not a financial advisor, I'm not a professional, I'm not a medical doctor, I'm none of that stuff, okay? So, but these
well,
are just my opinions.
We know the stock market is artificially inflated by what? I mean, don't they say 20 to 30% over what it should be anyway?
Well,
based on earnings? I mean, financial people are saying it's too high based on earnings. So,
tremendous tons of articles have been coming out in the last couple of months to that are based on that fact. And when you look at earnings and so forth, I mean, there's a lot of pieces that go into that. We have an artificially inflated stock market by almost every major Wall Street professional expert has made
that
statement,
right,
especially over the last 3 months. So it's not just me or you saying that. The retail markets alone, for instance, we've had 17 different companies go bankrupt in the last year and a half. Retail companies like Macy's, Sears, JCPenney, I mean, when you go through the list there, there's a reason. This isn't just people buying off the internet. This is because people aren't spending money. And so,
and yet the mainstream media says nothing about this.
They've been hiding it because there's, you know, we've been spoon-fed for such a long time, and this is another reason why the politics, why a non-politician was hired by the American people to be the president, is because a non-politician was, because consciousness, mass consciousness, majority consciousness chose this person so that things would change. And not picking sides here, not saying one over another at this point, but saying that change occurs when you bring in a wild card in anything. I don't care what it is. Until you bring a wild card into anything, the game continues to be played the same way it's always been played. Donald Trump was a wild card. And it was required in order to change, to start the change process. He's just the beginning of the change. And so while that's occurring, you know, what we can do as people, we can find ways to balance our emotions, find ways to not get caught up in the anger and the resentment and the craziness, the insanity that's going on of humans harming other humans. There's really no excuse for that. I don't care what excuse you want to call it. If humans are harming humans, we don't want to get involved with that. We can have our opinions and we can have our, you know, higher consciousness folks on this planet have always, when we take the masters, you go back, the Jesus, the Buddha, you can name them off, they've always found a way to separate themselves from the out of balance, out of whack emotional states that people get into that cause them to harm other humans. And so that's one aspect, is the emotional side of finding a neutral place, not to lose your power, not to not give your opinion, because, you know, you are who you are, and you're just your opinion and your stance and your way of being in the world is just as important as anyone else's. So to always continue that. In fact, the world wants that out of us. It wants us to speak up and be who we are. But when we cross that line and start to harm others, either with our words or our writing or our physically, that's when destruction takes place, not only outside of us, but within us, inside of us. So our health suffers. You know, it takes a toll. You know, stress destroys our cells. We get sick. We can't function. We don't have energy, and the breakdown takes place. And what I really like to see people understand is that this isn't necessary. You can go about this. You can play this game on planet Earth. You can have fun here and be a part of it all without destroying yourself in the process, or anyone else, actually. The masters have always taught that. And so what I'm about is finding better ways to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the topic of today's radio show.
Yeah, and, you know, Buddha said that, you know, the spiritual path is really the middle way, you know, not on either extreme. And I think Jesus taught that as well. Staying centered in yourself, following your own spiritual guidance, not believing everything you hear on mainstream media, not believing everything you hear, you know, on the other side of things, or, you know, just using discernment every step of the way. Because if you believe these things, then you might react to them, and you might react to them in a more emotional way than you should, wasting your energy, and you might even start getting in fights with everybody around you about things and it's just a waste of energy because the information's wrong. You know, it's like, I think maybe the information is trying to make us fight with each other, and that's just crazy. But sometimes I suspect that.
Nobody wins in that. Everybody loses.
Nobody wins.
And so, at the end of the day, everybody loses. So, you know, sometimes we have to walk away and just allow the peace just take its place. And sometimes mm-hmm. that's difficult. But, you know, on the other hand, we are required to speak our own truth and mm-hmm. to do it in a way that, you know, you're not going to make everybody happy. I'm sorry. There's not anybody on the planet that doesn't have enemies. I have them. You have them. The president has them. The person down the street has them. The guy that works at the convenience store has them. I don't care who you are in life. You're always going to have enemies. But on the other side of the coin, you're always going to have people that are going to love you. And so you have to pay attention to the people that love you. And even when those turn on you, and they will at times, you still have to speak your truth. And so when we look at the people that have led the way, the Jesus, the Buddha, and so forth, they always spoke their truth. They always stayed true to what they knew to be true. And they did it in a way that those that heard it and saw it and followed it benefited, and those that didn't would never benefit from it. They would never see it, never hear it, and never know it. And that's okay.
Right.
Because
not everybody's ready for it.
Exactly. And we can't control other people's feelings. We can't control what other people believe. It's not possible. And but at the end of the day, drink more water. Okay.
Take magnesium, malic acid.
Yeah,
I think that really helps.
Right. More water. One of the biggest things I can tell people today, you can do right today, right now, that 9 out of 10 people are not doing, they're not drinking enough water. They need H2O. You need a half a gallon to a gallon a day. This will get rid of a lot of your stress. This will raise your energy levels. People can't function without water in their system. Not possible.
Right. So, well, I believe the energy is. Yeah, I believe the energy is causing more toxins to be released. So, water drinking is how you get rid of toxins. So, there's other
Absolutely.
Ways too, but drinking water is the main way.
Absolutely, drink. You know, I have a glass. I have a glass, and I have it labeled. I know it's 24 ounces. And I know I got to drink 6 of those babies every day. I measure them at 3 in the morning, 3 in the afternoon, and the evening. I continually drink water. And the reason is because I know when I don't drink the water, my energy levels go down. I get cranky. I can feel it because your heart needs water, your brain needs water, your liver needs water, your kidneys need water, your pancreas, everything needs water. And so if you're a, especially if you're a higher vibrational, higher frequency individual, or you perceive yourself to be that way, if you're not drinking enough water, that energy has nowhere to land and work through. It gets clogged up, stuck, because high energy is it's connected to water. That's why lightning hits lakes and rivers and the ocean. The high energy likes water. It's a conductor. So I only throw that one thing out there because I know that's one thing that most people are not doing that they should be doing if they want to become a better functioning human and be more valuable to everybody close to themselves. So.
Well, we're coming up on the end of our hour. Would you like to give your contact information?
Yes. Right now, currently, you can reach me through my website. My website is just my name. It's KentBoxberger.com. It's very easy. You can Google me. All that, but my website, and there's a bunch of stuff on my website. It's all simple. You can get a hold of me there. Everything's there. And so if you'd like a private one-on-one individual session or anything like that, it's all there. The rates are even there, believe it or not. So you can see what I charge and how I charge. I don't hide anything. And that's really easy way. You can go to Facebook. I've got a Facebook, several Facebook pages, and the Conscious Metaphysics Facebook group is on Facebook. You might want to join that. We've got a lot of people there. We post free stuff there all the time, updates that people can log into. And you can find me on Facebook, Kent Boxberger. I'm in Atlanta. There's two Kent Boxbergers in the world, believe it or not. One. Another one on Facebook. I couldn't believe he lives out in Colorado, but I'm not that one. So you can friend me or whatever, and I can hook you up with my other Facebook pages. And we put out a lot of really beneficial stuff there that you may or may not like. For instance, I let my people on Facebook know 7 days ago to get out of Florida. I saw this thing coming. I said, you know, this is going to be a major. So they had a head start on things. Just ahead, the ones that listened started getting some stuff around and kind of becoming available. So, you know, I'm all about helping people better their lives, but also saving their lives.
And let me tell you right now what's going on in Atlanta. The traffic is just bumper to bumper here because of the people coming up from Florida.
Yes, it is. And so...
So a lot of people are evacuating now, now.
It's major. It's major. They're
because we're about 7 hours from mid-Florida. So,
well,
they left last night, you know, or this morning.
And I want to throw this in there too. Anybody that's going to be listening, this might be after the fact, but I really, really believe that the center of this hurricane is going to hit South Carolina head on. And the reason I say that is because the eclipse point that went over the United States 2 weeks ago exited in Salem, South Carolina on the coast. And historically, whenever hurricanes or major events happen after a major full eclipse like this, they always go back through the exact entering and exit points of eclipses point. So there's a very high probability that the South Carolina and North Carolina shoreline are going to get hit by this hurricane as it travels up through probably the coast of Georgia and on up through even into Virginia and on up to in. It's going to weaken, of course, once it gets up north. But so people need to be prepared from the entire east coast of Florida all the way to the Georgia coastline, the South Carolina and North Carolina coastlines. And part of this is not just me saying it. There are over a dozen weather models right now that you can look at that are predicting the same thing. So people, be safe, be smart, you know, use your heart, use your intuition, and don't take any chances right now because the energy and what's going on the planet right now is unprecedented. And it's going to require people to be more conscious and more aware and more in the moment, because it just could cost you your life if you're not. It's that specifically serious right now. So,
well, thanks so much for joining us, Kent. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for inviting me on the show, Susan. I always enjoy being here, of course, and anytime.
This is Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Please join us next week.